Hey folks, Tim Miller here. This is another cop cam. I'm going to leave this one up to you. Is this reasonable force by the officer?
Well, Carolyn, we've just received a copy of the criminal case this afternoon, and it's unusual, both for how quickly the charge was brought and because criminal charges against police officers are exceptionally rare. The first thing we saw was a cell phone video recording that captured the confrontation between two LAPD officers and a man outside the fence of a church in Boyle Heights. The officer could be seen repeatedly punching the man in the head as the eyewitness recorded the encounter from across the street. Initially, the LAPD said it considered this a minimal use of force, but after the video was seen, and after body-worn video from the officers was reviewed, the case was elevated. Prosecutors began reviewing the evidence last week, and L.A. County District Attorney Jackie Lacey tells us they filed the felony charge within days.
You know, folks, I often talk on this channel about supporting police doing the right thing. This is the police not doing the right thing. Now, let me give you a little bit of history here. This particular officer has 20 years on the force with LAPD, which is recognized as a good police department with good training. Obviously, this day did not reflect the officer's best day. And let's just talk about this for a second, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what you're seeing up here is both scary and it's dangerous. Well, why is it scary? Because it could happen to you or I. And let's just back up a little bit for those of you that know my background. I spent a lot of time in internal affairs. I've reviewed cases. I'm a use of force expert. I've been certified, and everything about this video screams wrong. But let's back up even one step further. What makes it wrong? Well, the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is specific to protecting you and I against unreasonable search and seizure. And let me put it in perspective. If you are detained by police, you are seized. You're not free to go. And you'll see a lot of cams out here now, channels mocking the police, which I think is incredibly unhelpful. It is appropriate to hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong. It's highly inappropriate for these slobs to be screaming things at them and mocking them. Their job's hard enough. But in this case, you got to look at it with a fresh lens and say, hey, if was that citizen, or if it was you or I, were we protected by the protection afforded us under the U.S. Constitution, i.e. the Fourth Amendment to illegal search and seizure? Now, let's set the record straight. The police were called. This guy was violating a crime, trespassing. From what I understand and from what I've researched, the guy said something, refusing to cooperate with the officer, and that resulted in the officer launching what you saw is a very concerning, and I'm just going to call it a criminal assault, on the person that was being detained. Criminal assault, that's a really big deal. You see, officers operating under normal conditions, their training, their supervision, and under the law are under what's called color of law, meaning that they have certain protections afforded them. Those go out the window when you cross the line from doing what you're called, trained, supposed to do into doing what you see here. So let's look at this again, and I want to go through it very carefully because there's a lot of really good lessons.
Carolyn, we just received
here.
A copy of the criminal case
when
this
you
afternoon,
first
and it's unusual, both for
hear
how quickly the charge was brought
the
and because criminal charges against police officers are exceptionally rare.
Everybody's already
the
gone
first thing
to
we saw
a
was
conclusion,
a cell phone
but
video
I want you to watch
that captured
this
the
carefully.
Confrontation between
I want
two
you to
LAPD
watch
officers
the
and a
officer's
man
response, and I want you to watch the suspect's response. One is exceptionally over-the-top aggressive, and the other is fully non-aggressive. As a matter of fact, defensive, trying to protect himself. Now, folks, in many cases, it's the other way around. Suspect's attacking the officer. The officer's trying to minimize the use of force needed to control the suspect, which, by the way, under the law is called reasonable force. What force is reasonable to stop the aggressive actions of an assailant? And that reasonable force can be all the way up to shooting and killing him, but the facts must demonstrate it. Well, what are the facts here? The facts here is the defendant's not resisting at all. As a matter of fact, if you can listen to the audio, the defendant's making statements like, stop, you know, hey, I'm good, you know, I'm cool. Well, folks, let me be clear. Cops are not kings. They don't have authority over everybody to do as they wish. They have been given authority, sacred authority over people to ensure that they comply with the law. And all of their training, I know LAPD officers, I know LAPD trainers, he was not trained to do this. Now, just a quick caveat, 20 years on the department, he's been involved in 3 shootings, all were rule justified. But let me just say this, having been a Marine, having been a police officer, having been a Secret Service agent, you go through stuff. Not defending it, it's part of life. The stuff you go through influences and in some people infects the way you think. It's very clear that this officer has an anger issue. It's very clear that this officer can very quickly go out of control. My concern is, how long has this been going on? How long has this officer had situations like this? How many complaints have there been? Because I say it for the officer's benefit. If you're driving towards a cliff, somebody needs to say, hey, you're in trouble here. In this case, obviously, it didn't happen. So I have 2 problems. I have number one is the problem that the officer clearly over-responded, clearly used excessive force. And I would point out, let's watch outside just a little bit more.
Church in Boyle.
Look at the head blows.
Church in Boyle.
Look at them.
Church in Boyle.
One after another. Folks, when you strike someone in the head, you always risk that person dying. You hit the right spot. You crack the skull. You cause a brain bleed. Now, instead of a reasonable arrest, you have a felony murder, which, by the way, the officer was charged with murder. With felony assault. And he's no longer on the department, which is a lose-lose for him. And quite frankly, if he had gotten help earlier along the way, I wonder if maybe that could have been avoided. But so number one, the officer's out of control. Number two, I want you to watch his partner.
The church in Boyle Heights. The
watch
officer could be seen repeatedly
this
punching the man in the head
beaten.
As the eyewitness recorded the encounter from across the street.
Doing?
Initially, the LAPD said
absolutely
it considered this a minimal use of force.
Nothing.
But after the video
she's
was seen
watching.
And after body-worn video,
folks,
from the officers was revealed, the case was elevated.
The failure
prosecutors
to
began
intervene
reviewing the evidence last week, and LA County District Attorney
to me. Because look right there. All she had to do was step in front of that officer and say, enough, stop it. You know why she didn't? Because he's a senior officer. He's hailed on the department as a hero. And she's scared. She's afraid of what's going to happen. And folks, we have to have a generation of police officers that are willing to step up and do the right thing, even when the right thing involves correcting another officer. I know when I was on the department, nobody hesitated. I've been on violent scenes where officers were spun up and criminals had done violent things. And there was a spirit of we want revenge. But you know what? I'm telling you the truth. I never saw anyone. I saw guys start to go down this path, but other officers quickly intervened and pulled them. And here's what I would say to you, folks. If you're an average citizen, There needs to be this kind of accountability that you and I clearly see. And to the credit of LAPD, they immediately recognized it. Now, it did take the video coming out, and I know they knew, uh-oh, this is not looking good. By the way, this was 2020. So even, you know, in 2020, we were dealing with problematic things like this. But let me encourage you as a citizen, because when you look at this, you go, oh, my gosh, see, they're all Nazis. They're all thugs. And those, that's the verbiage that's being thrown away. The problem is that's just not true. No more than your son or your nephew that came back from battle in Fallujah or in Afghanistan. He's not a thug and he's not a Nazi. He or she may have seen things that has caused severe issues in their processing. And that's called post-traumatic stress syndrome. So before we get on our judgment seat and begin to render judgment, let me be clear. I am not defending this officer's actions. What I am defending is that most officers out here are swimming in violence every day. They see it, they're living it. And a very wise man said to me when I went into law enforcement, you can't swim in the sewer all day and not stink when you come out. So a lot of these folks are dealing with the increase in violence. By the way, so are most Americans. Many Americans are shocked, are concerned, are afraid at the violence that they're seeing. So again, this is not just police officers. I mean, all you got to do is turn the news on and you see week after week, increasing levels of horrible things going on, which is why on this channel, I want to be straightforward. I want to call them like I see them. If the officers are doing the right thing, then they deserve the credit for what they did. I recently did a video on a hero trooper that went in and saved an 8-year-old girl who was drowning in a frozen lake. She deserves credit and honor. And everybody on this channel should say, yep, you know what? That's right. And by the way, and you've heard me say it, I believe most police officers are those people. They're the people willing to go into harm's way. But don't think for a second that they're not people. They're human beings. They're hurting. Many of them, it's the highest suicide rate for both military and police. Think about that. Why is that? Well, it could be because they're having to swim in a sewer all the time. And after a while, it gets hard. That's why law enforcement's not made for everybody. But folks, if you think about what we can take away from this, would it be okay for you as a citizen to approach with your camera and say, hey, stop it. Stop it right now. This is over the top. Stop it. Because I will tell you that most police officers today, they get it. They can't do this. And sometimes just that third voice, that's why I'm disappointed in his partner. That third voice, that voice of reason that says, stop it. Stop it. It's enough. And maybe even you jump in and you hold them back. So, folks, I hope this is helpful. As a cop cam, we're always trying to you know, kind of look at it objectively through the eyes of the law. I think it's important, but I'm not going to sit here and bash police officers. And quite frankly, I'm sick of all of the channels now that are, you know, trying to get their likes and views by putting, you know, cell phone cameras in police officers' faces, trying to make them mess up so that they can claim that they're this or that. Here's what I know. As a nation, we need to support our law enforcement. If they need help, they need more training, that's good. I'll guarantee you one thing, folks. When they fall, you're not going to like the America that you have chosen. If you support the bashing and the trashing of police, you're not going to like the America that you have chosen to live in. I've been there all over the world. I've seen what it looks like. It's not a pretty picture. So I hope this is helpful. Love your comments. Love your thoughts. I really do appreciate different insights. And in the meantime, God bless you. Please stay safe out there.